Hachette Audio presents End Times, a brief guide to the end of the world, asteroids, supervolcanoes, rogue robots, and more. Written by Brian Walsh. Read by Brian Walsh and Corey Carthew.
To Siobhan and to Ronan. Of the 4 billion life forms which have existed on this planet, 3,960,000,000 are now extinct. We don't know why. Some by wanton extinction, some through natural catastrophe, some destroyed by meteorites and asteroids. In the light of these mass extinctions, it really does seem unreasonable to suppose that Homo sapiens should be exempt. Our species will have been one of the shortest-lived of all, a mere blink, you may say, in the eye of time. P.D. James, The Children of Men. Introduction. The average human can expect to live more than 2 billion seconds, but there are only a few moments when everything can change at once. It might be the second after you receive the worst news of your life, or the moment when the person you had always waited for says yes. For me, that moment is captured in a photograph. I'm in the hospital room on the day my son is born, standing to the left of my wife, Siobhan. A smile is surfacing through the fatigue bunched around my eyes. My father is standing on the right, beside my mother, as she looks into the lens with an expression of pure joy. She's holding our first child. His name is Ronan. He's just a few hours old, his fine, thin skull dusted with reddish-blonde hair, his fingers curled tightly in fists, his eyes shut against the light. Ronan is here, one of the newest inhabitants on planet Earth, and for us, nothing will be the same again. What I see when I look at that photograph today is the future coming into being. My father, who loomed throughout my childhood, is not just my father any longer, but a grandfather. My mother, the first person I remember being conscious of, is not just my mother any longer, but a grandmother. And I, a son for 39 years, am no longer just a son, but a father, as my wife is now a mother. We're part of a chain that turns toward the future, one human link at a time. And those links are as fragile as a newborn baby. Until that moment, I'd never really thought about the future, which is ironic, because for a decade and a half as a professional journalist, the future was my subject. The first years were spent as a foreign correspondent for Time magazine in East Asia, where I witnessed the greatest victory over poverty the world has ever experienced. An economic and political earthquake that we were...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?